You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And picking up off that risk concern for Chinese markets, we're going to be taking a look at a company that's headquartered in, well, founded in Hong Kong, but currently I think is headquartered in Singapore. I'm talking about Shein. They are, or you might refer to them as Shein when you see them online. I think I Googled how to pronounce it and it said Shein. I'm not Chinese speaking, so I can't really get the pronunciation perfectly correct. But Simon Brown, founder of Just One Lap, joins me now to take a look at their developments, what they're up to, and their London IPO. Oh, good evening, Simon. Lovely to speak to you again. The IPO, not much to be surprised about, I suppose. At some point, a company of the popularity of Shein would decide to embark on an IPO. And I guess London is the bigger question as to why go London and not go New York?
Evening, Jimmy. Great question. Simple answer. America doesn't like China right now.
TikTok, right?
Well, TikTok. And more recently, in the last week, DJI, who's the drone company, if you own a drone that works, it's a DJI drone. So that's the short answer. When they first floated the idea about a potential Marco Rubio, he was like, nope, not going to happen. So you just go to the UK where they are. I suppose, in a sense, they're not in an anti-China stance right now. And in America, it's bigger than just, I mean, we've seen Joe Biden continue and, in fact, quite significantly expand the Trump presidency tariffs against China. So you go to the UK instead.
It makes far more business sense. We don't have an idea of when this particular IPO will take place, but we do have a valuation. We've got a value around £50 billion. Is that right? Is that overestimating it a bit?
It seems a lot. I mean, we need to see the numbers. We don't know what their revenue is. We know that their revenue is significant, but what does that mean? We've also got Temu out there. I mean, if we go back pre-pandemic, it was AliExpress. That was the big e-commerce out of China. And Shein sort of came along and slightly polished it and perfected it a little bit more. And now Temu has come and really upped the ante. But to your point, £50 billion, that's about $63 billion. Lululemon, who we can argue is having a struggling time right now, I mean, they're only 40 billion. So, I mean, it's a big number. It absolutely is a big number. But they are, in a sense, they're the first sort of global online retailer. Yes, there was AliExpress. Yes, there's Amazon. AliExpress never got into as many households. Amazon is still, in many ways, siloed in many of the markets it operates in. And Shein and Wemu they really are gigantic.
And they really are going to continue to get bigger in that respect, I suppose, with a lot of the emergence of e-commerce businesses and online retailers. A lot of that starts to become more and more popular as we continue to go forward into this technological age that we live in. Speaking of e-commerce companies, let's look at Prosus quickly while I have you. They didn't do so well, neither did Naspers, but the loss has halved in both cases. Some of the business units, they're not performing as well. The likes of Takealot not doing as well as we thought they would. Is there a bit of a concern or an existential threat to our local guys from the likes of Temu and Shein?
I mean, short answer, yes. I mean, we've got the taxes coming in. You've chatted around this. They kick in, I think it's Monday. It's 1st of July.
1st July.
So absolutely. So we've got the new taxes coming in. That is going to, I mean, that make no mistake is going to impact them to a degree. But it's how the operations run. And let's quickly look at the Naspers numbers. I mean, in essence, they've been selling Tencent shares. That gave them $5 billion. Some accounting numbers gave them another $2.8 billion. That's almost $8 billion. They made $6.5 billion. I mean, Naspers / process remains a Tencent story. Through and through, it remains a Tencent story. But the likes of Temu and Shein, they are a threat to local. And if we go back to AliExpress as an example and look at the trajectory of how it's happened. AliExpress, you could order crazy things at crazy prices. They would arrive poorly packaged and sometimes literally 6 months later. Temu are doing it much quicker. They manufacture to order. They put pressure on their suppliers on prices. It is the online space is becoming a lot more competitive. That said, we have online. Check is 60/60. Bash from the Fischini Group, which is amalgamation of their brands. Takealot losing money. That's not the end of the world. For online shopping in South Africa, it's early days in a sense. We haven't got. Everyone's like, Amazon got profitable 10 years ago. But that was AWS. Without AWS, Amazon got profitable just ahead of the pandemic. So it there's still a road to go. Our local online retailers, they have a fight on their hands, but it's not a fight that we can easily decide who wins, I suppose.
As we wrap up, Simon, I want to look back at where Shein kind of finds themselves at this point. I mean, obviously, they've given very little details around this IPO that they quietly and confidentially filed for. Is that an intentional thing? Usually with these things, you have a big, bold announcement, this is what we're doing. But at the same time, where it comes to Chinese companies, we have seen in the past that there has been an element of secrecy, and I suppose with the reasons behind not wanting to be the target of institutions like the SEC, or even in China, not wanting to be the focal point of any Chinese investigations of sorts. Is this possibly kind of why this went almost under the radar?
I think a couple of thoughts. Firstly, London would love to have Shein. They will take them with open arms. A plus $60 billion or $50 billion sterling listing. London's in the same place that IGAC, well, everyone is, but they are losing listings. This is big for them. This absolutely is. It reduces their exposure to energy as well, which is another good tick for them. The going quietly, not necessarily. I mean, what you want to do is you want to come out of the blocks and say, we are listing. But you can't really say that until you've been to the regulators and the exchange and submitted paperwork and got approval. So the going as what they call a confidential listing initially is not uncommon on major exchanges, LSE, NASDAQ, New York. You kind of want to, you know, dot the I's, cross the T's, and once that's all done, then you announce. So that doesn't necessarily surprise me in the least. And by all accounts, this will happen, and we'll have another global online, sort of Alibaba and Amazon to compete. Last quick point, the Alibaba, as an example, is trading on ridiculously cheap multiples relative to the likes of Amazon. It's going to be interesting to see what that £50 billion, $63 billion valuation does at a multiple level.
I remember giving out Alibaba as a stock pick a couple of weeks ago, thinking the exact same thing. It was grossly undervalued and under pressure only on the basis that it was a Chinese stock. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much for those insights, Simon. We're definitely going to catch up when that listing happens, because I too happen to think that £50 billion is a pretty steep price, but we'll see how it unfolds. We'll see what happens and how the market reacts to it. Simon Brown, founder at Just One Lap, on the Shein filing with the LSE for their IPO.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.